Okay, so now I find out what my hold time is going to be.
Right now, this insurance agent is spending a lot of time on the phone with health plans and Covered California.
There are 101 callers ahead of me in the queue.
All representatives are currently busy assisting other customers.
Lori Lomas has been selling insurance in rural mountain communities near Quincy for over 20 years. When the Affordable Care Act was implemented, she started selling through Covered California's website.
At the very end, then it says, okay, here's what you're eligible for. And it pops up a list of plans and companies and rates.
But this year, she noticed there weren't always many insurer options when she was signing her clients up through the exchange.
Until I just started running quotes for people and realizing that in these zip codes, the only thing that shows up is Anthem.
Anthem Blue Cross is the only insurer selling individual policies in all of Northern California through the exchange. Lomas says before this year, she could offer all her clients another choice.
There used to be at least two, and now one company has pulled out, and so many areas have no choice at all between insurance companies.
Blue Shield of California sold policies to individuals in every county of California in 2013. But data from the company and state regulators show that this year, Blue Shield pulled out of 250 zip codes, including four entire counties. From Fremont, Monterey, Nevada City, and Point Reyes Station, wealthy and poor areas alike can no longer buy an individual insurance policy from Blue Shield. The gaps are particularly significant in Northern California, in areas where there is only one insurance choice under Covered California. Lomas again.
But I have had clients from other areas of California. They live in the Bay Area or here or there, and I do it for them. And wow, look at all the choice that pops out. There's six insurance companies or seven insurance companies. And I think that was when I first realized, you know, how truly we were getting the shaft up here.
Blue Shield of California declined an interview, but said it's not selling in certain areas because it couldn't find enough providers willing to accept payments that would keep premiums low. The company also said it is not selling in areas where there's no contracted hospital within 15 miles.
You know, there's no public charge that says that they have to be in those zip codes.
Shayna Alex Charles is director of health insurance studies at UCLA. She says Blue Shield could have offered to pay health providers more, but at the same time, companies shouldn't be forced to operate at a loss.
And if they determine that it's not in their company's best interest to remain there and sell their product there, then they won't be there.
Consumer advocates say insurers shouldn't sell policies in areas where they can't offer an adequate provider network. They say part of the problem may be a lack of doctors in rural areas. But advocates and health policy expert Alex Charles agree that consumers lose when insurance choices are limited.
Competition breeds choice, and people who are competing against each other work to try and make the consumer the most happy as possible so that the consumer will then choose them. Competition in the marketplace is a good thing in that it does, you know, keep companies in some sense honest.
Alex Charles says she's concerned about regions where Blue Shield has pulled out and where there is not enough competition in Covered California.
We're going to have to kind of move more towards a public utility model and recognize that there needs to be some kind of minimum level of options for people.
Consumers do have more choice of insurers in Northern California, but not through the exchange. Some insurance agents don't know about those options because the companies are too new or too small. That means many Northern Californians who need a government subsidy to buy health insurance this year are lucky if they have two plans to choose from. In Sacramento, I'm Pauline Bartolone.